වන්දේහං ශ්‍රී ගුරු ශ්‍රී විත පද කමලං ශ්‍රී ගුරුන් වෛෂ්ණවාංශ ශ්‍රී රූපං සාක්කජාතං සහගණ රඝුනාථාන්විතං තං සජීවං සාද්වෛතං සාවභූතං පරියනං සවිතං కృష్ణా చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతి గోపీశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే సప్తకాంక్షణ గౌరాంగీ రాధీ వృందావనేశ్వరీ వృషభానుసుతీ దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ దీపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభునిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర విశ్వాసాది గౌర భక్తవింద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరి హరే రామ 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 హరే హరి నాట్ వర్కింగ్ కో గృహేషు పుమానసర్తం ఆసానం అదితేంద్రియ స్నేహోపాసై గృహబద్ధ ముత్సహేత విమోచితం. ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ ఈజ్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ హౌ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ కెన్ బి ప్రాక్టీస్డ్. Proposition is to his friends, young friends, that Krishna consciousness should be practiced from very childhood. And he has explained very nicely that as we grow, most of our time is wasted in so many ways. First of all, he has analyzed that although we may have 100 years of age, duration of life, 50 years immediately gone because we sleep at night. And 20 years for playing and 20 years for disease and other things. So 20 plus 50, so out of 100 years, 90 years now, wasted. 10 years. That 10 years means great attachment. The more we become entangled in this materialistic attraction, the material says attraction means the first attraction is sex. This whole world, not only human society, in animal society also, there are 8,400,000 of different kinds of societies according to different kinds of species of life. Birds of the same feather flock together. As it is said, that a species, a particular type of species of life, not only that, we human beings, we have flocked together, just like Americans, Indians, Chinese, or Russians. We have met so many different kinds of society are flocking together, birds of the same feather. So, this is not very important thing. If you combine together as American or Indian or Chinese or many other names, so same thing is there in the lower animals also. Therefore, the saying is very nice, that birds of the same feather properly. So this propensity of combination of society, community, among human beings is not very important improvement. In this way, our attachment increases. So when we are old enough, the Prahlad Maharaj says that ko griheshu pumana saptam. The older we are, our attachment for home, home, society, society, friendship, love, increases. The beginning of attachment is sex. That is described in the Bhagavad. Kumshan, Yami, Snomi, Ekap. The whole world is attached with one another on the basis of sex. So, the sex attraction increases as we increase our products of sex. Grihakshetra sutapta vitri. The products of sex, the first combination is with wife, and then we want some apartment or place to live together, then produce children, then we want society, then we want money, wealth. In this way, go on increasing. The real purpose of life is for work. The real purpose of life is, especially for the human being, is to how to get away from this material bondage. So in the old days, Prahlad Maharaj says, when the attachment is too much grown, ko griheshu pumana saptam. The attachment for home, society, fencing is natural. But when that attachment is very solid and grown, strong, at that time, he says, snehopasi dhrivaddham. When the affection with one another is very firmly settled, how one can live?
It is inconvenient.
When our attachment becomes too much strong, it is not possible to give up this material society principle or attachment. So, therefore, the whole thing, whole strength is given, Prahlad Maharaj saying, that if you want to begin Krishna consciousness, then we have to begin in Because the more we grow older, our attachment for material things becomes more and more strong. And at that time, it is very difficult. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, as I was explaining the other day, at a certain point, one has to, one has to give up the so-called society principles now, and engage fully for cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Now, in this meeting, I shall request those who are not very much attached to these materialistic way of life. They are seeking after something tangible spiritual consciousness or spiritual life. So, for them, I present submission that this Krishna consciousness movement is the only solace for the human society if they are actually entering after something spiritual. So, let them understand this fact and seriously consider. Do not be misled. If you are actually entering after something for life, this Krishna consciousness is the beginning. So, we submit for your consideration and take it very seriously. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, O Anu Akta Krishna, Vishikai Pramabhavi Vavikshita, Jak Krinati Asuji Prashti Tathara Sivava Bhani. Now, when one is grown up, the attraction for money, attraction of, paraphernalia, attraction for bank balance, everything increases. Prahlad Maharaj says, at that time, it is very difficult to give up all this attraction voluntarily. So, better begin Krishna consciousness immediately. He is giving very nicely, a nice example that the money is very dear to the mercantile people, money is very dear to the thieves, rogues, money is dear to everyone, and sometimes there is life for money. Money is so pleasant and so dear that sometimes we risk our life for getting money. So how we can give up the monetary attraction when we are too much attracted to this materialistic way of life? Then again he says, Pakam Priyaya Pungam Prataya Samam Rahasam Rukilam Chamam Chamam. Then he says that in the old days, the affection between husband and wife is revived. First of all, in the young age, they enjoy life. And in the old age, they remember. How we enjoy in our young age, how we talk together, how we work together. These things, by contemplation, they enjoy. Suhisu tatsneha sukasisuna ulaksharama anurakasita. In this way, children, they talking very nicely, laughing very nicely, and they are thinking, contemplating. In this way, attachment increases, daily attachment increases. This description, of course, very common, but we should know that these are the shackles of Maya. What we call Maya. Maya means, Ma means not. And the Ya means this. What you are accepting as fact, it is not a fact. This is the Maya. Maya. Maya means don't accept it as truth. It is simply flickering a flash. Just like in the dream, we see so many things and in the morning we forget everything.
This is subtle dream,
and this existence, this bodily existence, and relationship to this body, society, friends, and government, so many things,
they are also gross dreams.
It will finish. It will stay just like dream space for a few minutes or a few hours when you are asleep. Similarly, this gross dream also will remain, say, for a few years. That's all. It is also dream. But actually, we are concerned with the person who is dreaming or who is acting. So we have to take him out from the dream, God and God. That is the proposition. So, that can be done very easily by the process of Krishna consciousness, and that is being explained by Prahlad Maharaj. Putran manamsa bhutin kathidhya bhatin sa siddha pikaru kadino Jihan Manabha Rupat Chilansa Vrittishka Kulya Pasubhitta Vidyana. We about our home, within nice decorated home, and the furniture, the dress, and the animals, the servants, and the brothers, the sister, the old father, so many. So, we always these are all our bondage. Out of sight, out of mind. So long we are attached, we are, within the association of this thing, we have got very good attachment. But if we go out of this sight or this association, then out of sight, out of mind, to make these things out of sight, out of mind, one is recommended that after 58 years one must retire from his family life, and when he is still more at home, he should take sannyas and completely, 100% devote his life for cultivating Krishna consciousness. So he is giving a very nice example. Tadeva kosa sri videhumana karamani bhubhav avirittakamma Opatha Dhruvam Bhakmannamana Saham Giradhika Dhrantamoha. Now you know, the silk one, entangles itself in cobweb, and it cannot get out. Perhaps most of you know. And those who are industries in silk industry, collect those cobwebs of silkworm and boil in the water, and the worm dies, and then silk comes. So, similarly, we are manufacturing the cobwebs of silk in the so-called society, family, and linear practice. It's a very good example. And the attraction is Opastha Jauhava Jauhanga Bhavandamana. Opastha means sex. Sex, the organ for virginity. That is called Opastha. And the other important sense is the star. So we are attached to this paraphernalia on account of the star and on account of that sex gender. Opastha Jauhava Bhakumannamana Katham Virantar Virajita Dhurantama. Dhurantam means formative. It is very difficult. So, according to Vaishnava philosophy or Vaishnava activities, because the tongue is very strong to be conquered, to be win over, the tongue is given Krishna Prasad. First thing, his tongue is controlled. That is, you should not eat certain such things, you should not drink certain such things, you should simply say Krishna Prasadam. That means that it is the process of controlling the tongue.
And if you can control the tongue and draw a straight line, then you control your belly and control your sex also. That is the problem. Because these three things are making us too much attracted to the society sensible life. Kutumba posaya dhyamin nijayu namudhati asana dhyatam pramakta. In this way, by maintaining the family members, kutumba means family members, he is in madness, pramakta, the very word is lucia, pramakta. In madness, he is forgetting his real business and simply wasting time in this way for maintaining family or society and things. That does not mean that Prahlad Maharaj is recommended to neglect family life or society. No, he was family, man. Prahlad Maharaj was a great king. He was ruling over. So, it is not the question of neglect. But we must know that if we become more and more entangled in these affairs, then our real business will be lost. Our real business is how to get out of this entanglement, not to be more and more intricate in these entanglements. That should be the point of view. To make the best use of a bad bargain. That should be the philosophy of that. We are put into this material existence and condition, and we have to get out. But at the same time, so far, so long this material body is there, we have to maintain it all. That's why the example is very nice in that style, that you have to go to some place, and you have got a car. You have to take care of the car so fast it can carry you to your destination. Not that you simply take care of your car and you forget your destination and your own body. This is not your business. Similarly, we have to carry on our business. We have to, because with this body, suppose we are cultivating Krishna consciousness, so, Krishna consciousness, so this body has to be maintained. Suppose my body is sick, I must go to the doctor that tells and keep it very nicely, and I must get food stuff so that the body is maintained nicely. That care should be kept. But not that we forget our real business. The same example. He will forget that I have to use this car and go to such and such destination. I simply take care of the car. That is our food. So society, fancy, love and everything should be so adjusted that it may not disturb our real purpose of life. Not that we forget our real purpose of life and we become more and more entangled in the so-called society principle. That is the respect of Allah. Kutumba pushaya vyam nijayu na buddhate artham vihatam pramatta. Pramatta, the so-called materialistic advanced people, they are described here as pramatta, crazy. Sometimes we are designated by them, that these people, Krishna conscious people, they are crazy. And we think that they are crazy. So, we do not know who is crazy. Therefore, we have written a small pamphlet, who is crazy. Actually, one who has forgotten his real destination of life, he is crazy. He is wasting his life. He is spoiling his life. This is the only opportunity. But due to ignorance, they do not care for it. They think that life is going on like this, we are enjoying life. No, we can be very responsible and cautious. Otherwise, Prahlad Maharaj says, Navudhate artham vihatam. The artham, they cannot understand. They are criticizing their critics' life. This human formal life is the only opportunity to get out of the cycle of birth and death. If we again put into the cycle of lower animals, or if we take millions of years again to come again to this human form of life. But this, they do not know. Therefore, they are described here as pramatta. Saravatta tapatraya dukkhitātmā nirjiddhati na kutumba. Kutumbara. Actually, they are experiencing in every state of miserable. It is not that by improving economic condition of life, one has become very peaceful. Otherwise, why there is war? Why there is struggle? These things cannot be stopped. However you may improve materially, however you may improve your economic condition, the disturbance of the world, at least birth, death, disease and old age cannot be checked. So, if we do not understand these things very seriously and simply engage ourselves, in this material activity, although we are experiencing sarvatra tapa praya dukkhitātmā. Tapa praya means three kinds of misery. Misery is inflicted by other persons or other living entities. That is, we have practical experience. We create so many friends also, so many enemies also. If we do not go into the jungle because we know there are jungle animals who may attack us. So, in at home, there are birds, there are mosquitoes, they also give us trouble. So, there is a kind of trouble, a misery, inflicted by other living entities. That is called adhibhauti. Three kinds of misery. Misery is offered by other living entities. We also offer misery to the other animals. That's why we have created our slaughterhouse. We send so many cows and animals for being slaughtered. Similarly, we are also attacked by other animals. So this is the law of nature. And in a new year training. So this is called adhibhauti. This is one class of misery. The other class of misery is due to this body and mind. Sometimes the body is sick, you don't feel very nice, and sometimes the mind is disturbed, that is also maybe due to other friends or other relatives, so mind is not in order, so this is called adhyati. Adhibhauti or adhyati, and another disturbance created by adhigoiri. Daiva means on which you have no control. Just like earthquake, flood, or similarly, nature's disturbance, on which we have no control. So, here it is said, tapatraya dukkhitātmā. That is our ignorance. We are always unhappy due to these three kinds of miseries inflicted by the laws of nature. But still, we think that we are very nice. But actually, we are dukkhitātmā. We are always sorry. There is no satisfaction. Because the only solace is that he is within the so-called friendship, love and society. That's all. Kutumbara, dicheshu mityādhi nirishtasīkā vidyānsa sūsa paragattuva. And being too much attached to money matters, in learned but even very advanced intellectuals, they also try to steal others' money for a victim, although it is a fault.
under his thought. This fixation is jari nirishvacetta. Nitta, perpetually, too much attached, too much. Nitta nirishta, nirishta means profoundly attached to money, vidyam to dhurtam parivartata. Although to get other money or to steal other's money is a fault. It is a fault not only to the law of the state, but it is a fault to the law of the Supreme God. You can avoid the state law by stealing, but you cannot avoid the law of the Supreme Person. You see, he can see everywhere. He can steal very stealthily so that police constable, car police force cannot see. You are saying that I am doing very nicely, nobody can see me. But he cannot avoid the eyes of the Supreme. It is false. Either in this world or in the next world. It is false. But we are so accustomed, we are so, profoundly attached to money that we, take in the reality, others' money, or ours to her too. But they have their part of the objective. And we know that in this world it is faulty, and also next world it is faulty. But because we have our senses uncontrolled, we cannot change. And the main attraction is all these nonsense things are done simply being attached to the so-called society sensual love. That's all. Vidyanapi ittham dhanajakutummam kusnam sadukaya nakalpati hui tasiya karakya vivinna bhava samaprapadhati jathadunna. These actions are performed even by so-called learned man. Actually, one who is not spiritually learned, one who is not spiritually conversant, he is not a learned man. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, Parāva bhaktasya kutu mahadana. One who is not in Krishna consciousness, he cannot have any good qualities. Why? There are so many doctors, PhDs and MSc, BSc and very, very big men, and because they are not in Krishna consciousness, they have no good qualifications. One may ask questions like that. But the answer is that they may be very learned friends in the explanation of common man. But, he is a man, he is educated, materially, without any spiritual understanding, without any Krishna consciousness, then he is filled of activities in the mind. He cannot surpass the field of activities beyond the mind. Those who are grossly materialistic, they are working on the field of this gross body. And those who are a little more advanced, the so-called philosophers, mental speculators, scientists, or many others, they are working on the mental plane. So unless you promote yourself to the platform of spiritual understanding, there cannot be any good qualities. Therefore, harāva vaktasya kuto mahadana. One who is not in Krishna consciousness, he cannot have any good qualification because his field of activity is on the mental. This, as it is stated in the previous verse, being situated on the mental plane, he is in a large man, transgressing the limits of law. There are so many. In, of course, in India, I have personal experience that many, why in India, see here also, in New York, our boys wanted to purchase one house, and they had $2,000, and a group of lawyers, they
made a plan to get out the $13,000 from his wife. And I know he got that. They are educated lawyers, but because they are acting on the mental plane, they are thinking that way, somehow or other, if you can grab this money, I will be divided among the audience lawyers. This is great. The so-called educated person, for want of personal consciousness, they can act less than human energy. So, vidyāvati sangha-dhamajāpa-dhammanu puṣṇāṁ svalokāya nakalpati huli. So, do not care for what is saying in the next slide. Samaprabhadyeta-jathāvinura, they also fall into the darkness, in the darkest region, as ordinary indicated or ignorant person also fall. Yato-nakasthi katuno-kutasthi Ina samatana samatta vimocitam kama visam vihara tiramida man vidava visatta. In this way, they are becoming more and more entangled in this material state life. So he is concluding, he is asking his friend, tato vidura parihitta daishka. So, therefore, before you become entangled in this materialistic way of life, my dear friend, born of demonic parents. This things come from Vishnu of Vishnu. Please give us the company of the demons. This is very essential. To have good society. A man may be very innocent. And if he gives chance for good society, he becomes a godly man. And if he an inferior society, then he becomes a demon. So, first thing is proposed by Pundarbhara amongst his friends, that the state of Hangam Vishwasati should please give her the company of the demons. What demon? Vishwasati. Those who are too much attached for sensuality. They are called demons. They are no other right. Simply, they are concerned with sensuality, and they do not know what is life, what is cause, what is next life. They have no information. They are called demons. Another explanation of the demons and the demigods appear in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva Asurasta Viparjaya. Those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are called demigods. Demigods, you don't think that simply those the citizens or the residents of higher planet, they are called demigods. No, even in this planet, those who are devotees of the Lord, those who accept the supremacy of God, and those who are devotees, they are called demigods. And those who do not accept that those who defy the existence of God, they are called demons. So, Prahlad Maharaj recommends the Tato Vidurat Purhita Daita, Vidura. From distance, from long distance, please give us the association of the demons. Upeva Narayanam Adidevam Samastra Sangai Rishito Ahubhata. And take the company of, accept the society of then it will be very easy. Sanna samyaja kama. Your desire and your propensities will be according to your society. Just like in English language it is said, a man is known by his company. So we have to change our tongue. This Krishna consciousness movement is another chance for changing the company, the society. Here in the temple, those who are coming and associating with us come, we chant, we talk about God, we hear authoritative scriptures like Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and we distribute prasadam, we chant, we restrict ourselves, we restrain ourselves, we do not allow illicit sex, we do not enter the meditation intoxicants, we do not indulge in gambling, we do not indulge in eating. Similarly, we are trying to form character and God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. But therefore, it is not that this society is open for exploiting us. This society is for giving good association to the misguided people, this society. So that by association, they will gradually develop God equality. The godly qualities are already within you. It is government. Not that Krishna consciousness is being injected in you. Oh, that's not possible. You are more enhanced in every way to Americans. And because I come from India with some poor knowledge, I'm injecting something in your brain. No! The Krishna consciousness is already there. I'm simply helping you to revive it. That's just like a boy or a girl. When they are grown up, it is not that anybody has instructed them how to enjoy this life. It is already there. But it was not an experience when they were children. But upon the grown-up age, the propensity automatically becomes manifest. Nobody has to learn this thing. Similarly, Krishna consciousness is not a thing to be learned. It is to be revived. Just as the magic, there is already fire. It is simply love, the state of the fire. It is not that ordinary state. If you love, there will be fire. The fire is already there. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj recommends that you have to change your attitude. My dear, they start my voice of the demon. Please change your attitude. Give up the association of the demonic people and please take the association of Narayana, who is a Krishna conscious, a God conscious. Upeta Narayana Adi Devam Samutta Thangai Rishito Abhavarga. If you take up that association, then gradually you will advance to the highest goal of achievement or spiritual life. So, in this way, please try to understand us, don't misunderstand us, and we shall try to serve you with our greatest service motive. Inside the body process. Okay. Yes.
Only there are degrees of Krishna consciousness. I thought of an apple falling through a dark tunnel and it's getting lighter and lighter, and all of a sudden you're out of these lights. Is there degrees of this?
Degrees of Krishna consciousness?
Yes, you work up to it and then all of a sudden you achieve it, or do you just light it up?
Yes. Yes. There are degrees. According to the degrees of understand. If Krishna consciousness is accepted immediately, there is no question of degree. But that acceptance is not possible in a second or in a minute. But if it is accepted that this is the nicest thing, then there is no question of degree. It is immediately realized also. That's like, there is an example that one king, he joined with the demigods to fight with the demons he had. And the demigods were very pleased with that king. And the demigods like to give him some benediction, material benediction, that you have helped us so much. So much, so we want to give you something, what you want. So he first of all asked the how long my duration of life is there? So they replied, oh, your life is not very long. It is for so many hours long. So he immediately took the opportunity and took the Krishna consciousness. This is a very nice example. That means within a very short time, he realized Krishna consciousness. And this Srimad Bhagavatam, this was heard by Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was touched by a Brahmin that he would die within 7 days. So he simply heard this Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days, very seriously. And he was fully conscious of Krishna. Similarly, when Sukadeva Goswami, he described also the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit for 7 days only. He also became fully Krishna consciousness. So, it is a thing which is not material. In material calculation, one has to wait. But here, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, according to the degree of surrender, a Krishna consciousness becomes degree. The degree is in my hand. If I surrender fully immediately, that Krishna consciousness is aroused immediately. If the degree of surrender